Resonance from the James Brandon Lewis Quartet from their second release in this formation on the Intact recording label, Code of Being, the name of the release. James Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone, Aruan Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylor at the drums. Fantastic sounding quartet. Indeed, again, Code of Being out on the Intact recording label. Prior to that, from Jen Shriu and her project Jade Tongue, we heard a piece, Lament for Breonna Taylor, from her release Zero Grasses, a ritual for the losses, released on the Pi recording label, featuring Jen at compositions, vocal, percussion, piano, Taiwanese moon flute, and Japanese biwa. Ambrose Akinmisu at the trumpet, Matt Maneri at the viola, Thomas Morgan at the bass, and Dan Weiss at the drums. Prior to that, Darius Jones in a solo setting from the entirely solo release, Ra Di Moon Alchemy, a lone operation, released on Northern Spy late last year, featuring Darius as solo, as they say, at the alto saxophone, recorded all in one sitting, if you will, in October of 2019. That was a piece entitled Sadness. Prior to that, a piece from Nicole Mitchell and Lisa E. Harris from their release entitled Earthseed, a piece entitled Yes and No. No, K-N-O-W. Nicole Mitchell's Black Earth Ensemble performing, including Lisa E. Harris at vocals, theremin, electronics, and composition. Nicole Mitchell, of course, at the flute, also electronics and composition. Julian Otis at vocals, Zara Zahariva at the violin, Ben Lamar Gay at trumpet and electronics, Temeca Reed at the cello, and Avrial Raw at percussion. Yes and no. Leo Smith's Great Lake Quartet before that, from the Chicago Symphonies, four CDs, many symphonies, many pieces. And from that release, we took Diamond Symphony No. 2, Movement 1. Mr. Smith at trumpet and flugelhorn, Henry Threadgill at alto saxophone and flute, John Lindberg at the double bass, and Jack DeJohnette at the drums. That box set, the Chicago Symphonies, available on the TUM recording label. Prior to that, from Migration of Silence into and Out of the Tone World, Volume 3, The Majesty of Jah, that was a piece entitled Baldwin, featuring Ellen Christie Parker at voice and Kalalu Calvert Nelson at the trumpet. And that was Baldwin, with Baldwin, taken again from Migration of Silence. And prior to that, second piece for this morning from the Migration of Silence, this one Volume 5, Harlem Speaks, and that was, of course, Faye Victor with Dancing at the Savoy, working with Hammond Drake and William Park, and all that can be found on the Centering Unfidelity record label. This is Jazz Muck, and we can always be found at CKUT 90.3 FM, and of course at www.ckut.ca. And playlists, if you're interested in a full listing of all the music played here on the program, you can go to jazzmuck.blogspot.ca.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca, with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of the Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
To make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19, Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is Michelle Ndegeocello, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Keep it locked. But around on the rock, his daddy's home. Daddy's
sweet little boy, just a little too sweet. We're going to start this next set off with a fine quartet, the OGJB. What a kind of awkward name. The OGJB Quartet from a brand new release from them out on the Tum recording label, Ode to O. And the O is Oliver Lake, and he is featured throughout at alto saxophone. Graham Haynes is at the cornet and electronics. Joe Fonda at the double bass. And Barry Alstol at drums and percussion. From the new release, this is in fact the title track. Track, Ode to O, all right here in Jazzmuck.
Thank you. Do 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 Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Roots, the name of that piece, from Luke Stewart's Slit Trio, brand new release from them, a release entitled The Bottom, just out on the Cuneiform recording label. Luke Stewart, of course, at the bass, Brian Settles at tenor saxophone, and Chad Taylor, drums and marimba. Prior to that, Alvin Fielder, the late, great Alvin Fielder at the drums, and leading a project, I guess, as part of a collective project, the Dopalorians, from a release of 2019 entitled The Garden Party. Joining Alvin, Kid Jordan at tenor saxophone, William Parker at the bass, Christopher Parker at piano, Kelly Hurt at voice, and Chad Fowler at alto saxophone. And that was a piece entitled Sea Melody from the Dopalorians. Prior to that, from the Artifacts, the trio of Nicole Mitchell, Temeca Reed, and Mike Reed, that was a piece entitled Dedicated to Alvin Fielder. And that's from their latest release, Artifacts Trio, a release entitled And Then There's This, just out on the Astral Spirits recording label. Prior to that, another brand new release, this one also on Astral Spirits, and it features a project that go under the moniker Survival Unit 3, namely Fred Longberg-Holm at cello, Joe McPhee at tenor saxophone, pocket trumpet, and Michael Zarang at percussion. From the album The Art of Flight for Alvin Fielder, that was a piece entitled Part 2. Prior to that, another selection from the box set from William Parker, Migration of Silence into and Out of the Tone World. That was from Volume 4, Cheops, and features an ensemble headed up by Kyoto Kitamuro at voice, Kyla Milmin Albert. Excuse me, Abbott at soprano saxophone, Ben Stapp at the tuba, Matt Moran at the vibes, and Rachel Husl at the drums. Harriet was the name of that piece. And we started off with the OGJB Quartet in a piece entitled Ode to O, title track to their newly released album on the Tum recording label. This is Jazz Mark right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca, where you can find all things programming as related to CKUT. Of course, check out the archive page. You can hear all of our wonderful programming again and again and again. My name is John B. I do want to thank you for listening this week. We'll be back next week with another great 2 hours of creative music. I hope you agree. I hope you enjoy the program. And we're going to close it up with one last piece of music. My Funny Valentine, as performed by Enrico Rava at flugelhorn, William Parker at the double bass, and Andrew Cyril at the drums. This is from the new release, also out on the Tum recording label. Two Blues for Cecil is the name of the release. And again, My Funny Valentine. See you next week. Thank you.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Listening to From Embers, a weekly show on CFRC 101.9 FM about anarchist and anti-authoritarian ideas and practice. We are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples on land that has come to be called Kingston, Ontario, Canada because of the thievery and brutality of the Canadian state and its empire-loving parents. From Embers is about fires, some real and some metaphorical. Fires started generations ago and tended to over the years. Little sparks all across this territory that we hope will grow, spread, and engulf the thieving state called Canada and the capitalist system that has plagued this land since the fur trade.
So you've probably heard by now about the so-called Freedom Convoy or Operation Bear Hug or the Flu Trucks Clan, depending who you ask. This refers to a series of disruptive actions